Last week marked another low point in the Syrian conflict. A gunman assassinated a Dutch priest in the city of Homs, a place that for more than 2 years has seen unspeakable violence. 75-year-old Father Franz Vanderlut had lived and worked in Syria for nearly 5 decades. It's not known who killed him, the government or the rebels. Former NPR producer Rima Marouche went to his church as a girl growing up in Homs. She sent us this commentary.
In the neighborhood, we called him Abuna Franz, our Father Franz. I was around 7 years old when I saw him for the first time in our church. He was one of the tallest people I knew, but he would always walk with his back curved, as if he was bearing all the sins of his small parish. He would often end conversations with the line, إِلَى الْأَمَامِ, forward, hinting that there is no time to waste. But in the most recent amateur video of him, shot in January 2014 in the besieged area of Homs, he sounded as if he was losing hope. He said, "People are not finding food. There is nothing more difficult than to see a mother and a father in a street looking for food for their children." Father Franz studied psychology before moving to Syria in 1966. In Homs, he organized yoga workshops. Homs was a quiet city, but Father Franz made it exciting. He organized hiking trips around the country, and everyone was invited. Christians and Muslims, Druze and Alawites, you could feel that he really loved the land and its people. In another video, he explains why he stayed in Homs. The same way I shared with these people their treasures, I also want to share with them their fear, pain and death. Sharing requires presence, being close, to move from fear to peace, from sadness to joy, from death to life. Father Franz converted a room in the monastery to a bakery so local families of any religion could have bread. He was killed in that monastery. A priest told me that a masked man with a Kalashnikov rifle came in, found Father Franz, and ordered him to sit in a chair. Then he shot him twice. Now, I think about Father Franz's words in that last video. He said, "We love life, and we love to live. We don't want to die in a sea of pain and death."
Rima Marouche adapted this commentary from an essay she wrote for the website Recife 22.